Blog Talk Radio.
Warren, the following show contains crazy language.
You're only smoking mirrors to me.
I don't know what they be saying in that song, but I just love it. Although she is a completely bitch in her life, but anywho, welcome to WFSO Aftermath. As the game is going on here, the Bucks losing by 3, so not. Oh wow, not as bad. But what we're gonna do right away? We're gonna get into some wrestling news. So, I know there was a lot of talk about Jeff Jarrett's new wrestling promotion, and I guess we got a little bit more of an answers on it. Well, everybody knew already all along that he's going to have a new wrestling promotion. But I guess there's more information. It will be on TV sometime January of next year. So that's good news. They got like 3 leading candidates for, I guess, TVs that channels that's going to show it. You got Spike TV, CMT, and TBS are leading candidates. TBS is looking to get back into the wrestling business. And Jared has connections with CMT, so Spike TV, it all depends on with TNA. If they don't renew by, I think, January or somewhat. So, for that note, who knows what's going to go. But I will be interested in this Jeff Jarrett promotion on, like, who's all going to be in it. But hopefully he knows more what he did with TNA than what to do with this new promotion. I'm thinking, like, this could go somewhere. It probably can beat TNA out the water, but you never know. It just all depends on who he gets. And I guess what we're all looking for is, like, young talent, which hopefully they're going to be smart enough to get. So, but hopefully they do, like, look for guys in the independent circuit, and which he probably will, so. That's probably what they're going to be doing right now, is looking for people in the indie circuit. So, but we'll see. And hopefully more wrestling, and plus maybe more competition for WWE. So hopefully that goes well. So, hold on a second. I'm just going to look in more news right quick. Just I want to congratulate Reza Ramon. I mean, that's in the Hall of Fame. It was a long time coming, and I'm just glad that he is in the Hall of Fame. Let's see. I am going to watch Impact, although I didn't see it. I'm just going to read the results. Let's see. Abyss and Eric Young, they fighting backstage. Y'all probably don't care about that. Ethan Collier III versus his Impact return of Bobby Lashley. Let's see. Ethan Carter won by DQ. Don't know how that happened, but like I said, I'm probably going to end up watching it sometime tonight. Let's see what else. Kim versus Lady Tapa. Apparently, that was be her last time being on Impact Wrestling. So Kim won. What's the match? Let's see what else.
What are you doing?
In the
summer. Seriously, what's over the
years on
internet?
You know,
you don't have to sell
it. For all day,
internet.
I want to cable now offers everything we both probably didn't have for 14 sorry. Tigre Uno versus the Bromance for the World Tag Team Championship. The Bromance retained. So, what else? Oh, they only had 4 matches. and Madness did retain. It was Simone Joe Madness for the Paperweight Championship. Okay, enough for the story. Oh, yeah, the WFSO Awards. That's right. Go to the WFSO or look for WFSO Awards on Facebook. And do your vote. Because the last day to vote will be this Saturday. You can vote until midnight. So after midnight, that will be it. So, and plus that Sunday, well, I'm not going to, probably all through starting next week, we are going to probably the results of going to be part of the 2-hour show that's going to start next week. So we're going to do one half, we're going to do the other half. For the local awards, we're going to, well, we might mention them, but we're going to do it one by one, just like if they go on that show, we'll go there, drop them all in. I guess it all depends. So, it's really interesting, and like I said, if y'all want to post the count, go in there and vote. Let's see, and the SmackDown results. We're doing the 2 hours just to promote, like, and also just talk about, like, WrestleMania, what's going to happen. Of course, we're going to talk about after what happened on the show 2 weeks from today. So, let me just hold up here. I'll bring up the results of SmackDown, then we're going to talk about the other matches that have been added in for WrestleMania. So, just give me a moment here, and I know that, because right now I don't got nobody to help off. So, anyways, just don't mind me. I know we had a caller on the line. So, caller, you're on the air.
Come on.
Yeah, you're on.
Hey, so how you doing, man?
I'm doing all right.
Yeah, that was the that Brooklyn crowd was pretty vocal tonight, I would say.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just like, I guess a few of the stupid things that they did, just like, what and why?
Yeah, I know. It's like, it's just, that's what I hate about wrestling fans. Like, just the dumbest shit that they do. I mean, there are some good fans out there, but then, most fans, you know me, I just can't fucking stand wrestling fans, dude. I mean, I'm damn near not even nice to the ones I know that are really sweet, like the little female fans I have on my page and some of the other cooler fans, you know what I mean? I'm damn near sometimes ready to explode on them with the little shit they say.
Right.
So it's like I try to hold my ground, I try to be nice to the ones who deserve it, but then there's sometimes when they say something like believe in the Shield, and I want to click in and say, shut up. You know, like the type of guy that wants to high-five them when they're coming down the fucking steps.
I think it's like people trying to reach for a high-five and knowing they ain't going to high-five you. Maybe afterwards, because now they're faced. Well, it's just now they're faced now, so it'd be like,
well,
who knows? They're going to do it afterwards.
I mean, maybe it'll be the other way around, I guess, now. Because, like you just said, they are face, and maybe they'll give you a little dap or a little this and that. But, and that's fine now, because, hey, their faces go all out. They can do with them, they can do more shit now. They can communicate with the fans more.
Right.
You're always going to have those fans, like whoever the fuck those. I would love to see who was in that arena tonight chanting, this is awesome, when John Cena was getting his ass kicked.
I was laughing and I pissed at the same time when they did it. I'm like, what are y'all doing?
This is awesome. This is awesome. And I stood up out of my seat when I'm sitting in my living room and I'm saying, you All of you in Brooklyn, you're all idiots. It's the same exact thing. I said to the people, and when some people were chanting some Cena suck shit when they were in Memphis, I just stood up and said, "Hey, Memphis, you're all idiots." Sit back down. Okay, you say. Man, that's just me. Yeah, I don't know if anybody is listening to this, but in case you don't know me, I'm Chris S. Fleming, the host of the Smart Swift on Blog Talk Radio. That is another show that I do, but this is not time to promote myself. It's time to listen to my buddy Archerell's show. This is his time, and I will tell you that he is extending to 2 hours for the next 2 weeks, so be sure to check on that, as well as I will be extending to 1 hour for the next 2 weeks due to WrestleMania season. It is going to be exciting, fun, and we're going to do this like we've never done it before.
And just like the same thing, we're just promoting WrestleMania for the next 2 weeks, before and after.
Oh, yeah.
And also, like, after WrestleMania, we're going to do a show also, like, after WrestleMania, like, right after it's over.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have a show on there, too, just talking about what happened and just all the stuff that's involved around WrestleMania.
Let's do that.
Yeah, it will be.
Everybody check it out. Everybody check it out. But what did everybody else think of tonight's Raw? I'm sure there are probably some people listening to this. Oh, well, Jensen got his ass kicked. Oh, it's cool. It's cool. Hey, stop thinking like a typical fan. Use your head. Use the brain that God gave you. That's what I'm trying to say. Nobody does that anymore. Not just wrestling fans, but people in general. Nobody believes in using that brain that God gave you to separate logic from your personal feelings. You get logic mixed up with personal feelings. There's a difference between personal opinion and what is actually true. There's he said, there's she said, and then there's the truth. It's like a fucking, I don't know what it is. It makes no sense to me sometimes. But there are a lot of you. I'm taking over this show, aren't I? I hope I'm not taking over this show.
it's all good. But the matches that they mentioned tonight for what's going to happen, the Divas Invitational for the Divas title.
Oh, man.
I was happy.
Was
I was happy about that.
That was hilarious how that came up. Vicky came on and said, AJ, you are a real bitch. I was like, oh, boom!
I know my sister was like, why they ain't bleeping? I'm like, I should have said something, but I was like, it is PG, but you can get away with certain words. You just can't get away with most.
Until you say the F word or the S word, which unless they allow it, you cannot get penalized.
Yeah, you know they ain't going to use no F word. Unless it's FX or something.
Cena did say SHIT a couple of years ago, but I guess that was different.
Let's see. Yeah, also they added the Shield and Kane versus the New Age. Well, the Shield versus Kane and the New Age Outlaws.
Yeah.
So they added that match as well. And also Ryback and Curtis Axel got their tag team title shots going against the Usos. So that's like 1, 3, 4, 5, 6, like 8 matches so far.
And check out this week's Hall of Fame class, too. I mean, that is actually something that is going to be able to keep me awake and excited, not
right
bored and sleepy. I mean, because think about it. You know, the Hall of Fame induction ceremony is a sacred time for the WWE. While it's a very sacred time and a very sacred time for fans, too, it can also be sort of a boring ceremony. No offense to you guys, WWE. I mean, God bless you guys. You guys put on a great ceremony. I mean, you guys do what you can to put those legends up on a pedestal that they deserve to be on every single year. But you guys got to think about it. I mean, how would you feel if the inductor came out, spent almost 30 minutes talking about the inductee, then finally brings the inductee out, then by the time the inductee comes out, you're slumped over in your seat, half asleep, slobbering all over your $10,000 tuxedo that you went to the store and purchased. Just for that event.
Right, and like the ones before, especially like the one that I went to, the one when they had it in Atlanta, it was like I was actually like enjoying myself there. But there are some like Hall of Fame shows that they had, which you know certain people when they get up there on that podium is just like don't start talking because you're gonna be talking for a long time.
You're gonna put everybody to sleep.
Exactly, like move on to the next.
And then you're sitting at home and you're watching it and you're staying up past it. And there are people that sometimes stay up past it, would stay up past their bedtime to watch these. And you're sitting at home and you're watching it and you're like, is he done yet? Okay, is he done? No, I didn't go to sleep. I didn't go to sleep. Shit. Okay, I'll go ahead and bring the inductee out. Ladies and gentlemen, is my honor again. Okay, finally. Whew, let me wake myself up. Let me go throw some water in my face. Because it's been, like, literally, I mean, because I went back and I looked at, who was it? I can't remember the inductee's name, but all I know is Road Dogg and a couple other guys. This was their father that they inducted
in.
Oh,
yeah, the Armstrong brothers.
Yes, now, yeah, that's it. I think they spent close to 15 minutes talking, and they went ahead and brought him out. I mean, because I guess the WWE sort of sees that people are falling asleep, even their wrestlers. And if you're somebody that's there, especially if you're a performer that's on the floor in front of the stage, say they put you on camera, and you all slumped over in your seat half asleep.
Right.
Embarrassing. And then imagine if the internet gets a hold of that. How much they're going to blow it out of the water.
I guess what
they got to do is just limit, say, okay, this is what you got to do. Go out there, say what you're going to say about the inductor. We'll give you 15 minutes. That's it. We don't want you boring everybody. And then we want you to go ahead and bring him out so we can keep on going. Don't waste everybody's time. We're not here to sleep. We're here to have fun.
Right. It's just they told him that this year.
I hope so. I mean, Vince, WWE, Triple H, Stephanie, everybody in the locker room, everybody in corporate, if you're listening, please don't put us to sleep this year. I love you guys. I respect your business. I will defend you guys from the internet because the internet fans are idiots. They don't know shit about nothing. I may act like a wrestling fan on Twitter, but in real life, I love you. I love your business. I love this whole business as a whole. But please do not put me to sleep this year, okay? I might take off work just to see this whole weekend pan out, all right? Don't put me to sleep. I may not be there in person, but at least I'm going to feel like I'm a part of the experience because I will be watching on the WWE Network.
Right, so were I this year. But as somebody had put up on the group is like, the Hall of Fame class and, like, what they did, like, the Ultimate Warrior, two-time IC champion, a former WWF champion, Jake the Snake Roberts, creator and inventor of the DDT.
Absolutely.
Leader, four-time women's champion, and PWI's Woman of the Year. And you got Paul Bearer, who won Manager of the Year, and managed 23 wrestlers. Got Carlos Colon Sr., of course, a father of Carlito and Primo, and a 26-time WWC Universal Heavyweight Champion. You got Mr. T, wrestled his first WrestleMania, and in WrestleMania 2, he defeated Roddy Piper in the boxing match. And, of course, you got Scott Hall, a.k.a. Razor Ramon, four-time Intercontinental Champion and the seven-time WCW World Tag Team Champion. Wait, has he been tag team champions of WWF? I'm thinking.
I have to go back and look at my history, you know. I mean, I know a lot about the business, you know, but I'm not, like I said, you know, an open encyclopedia, even though as passionate as I am about it.
Right, exactly. Oh, because I got a feeling I thought he won the tag titles before.
Where's your partner in crime tonight?
Both of them. They both sleep.
tell them to wake their asses up. Oh, hey, guys, how you doing? Just giving you guys a shout out on the radio. You're probably sleeping right now. Yeah, I know. It's not happening.
Yeah, the next 2 weeks, they are going to be up, so I'm going to make sure of that.
Oh, yeah. Not during WrestleMania. Not during next 2 weeks during WrestleMania. The final 14 days of WrestleMania season. No. You get your ass up.
Uh-uh.
You drink some 5-hour energies. You drink some coffee, some energy drinks, some sugar, some down sugar, some beer, some cold beer, some cold spit, shit type, anything that you got to do to stay up.
Exactly.
It's going to
happen.
These next 2 weeks, and I'm telling everybody this, I want everybody in the wrestling world to come together right now. I don't care if I don't like you or if you don't like me. Come together right now. I want you to pull your heads out of your asses and understand that these next 2 weeks are going to be historic. They're going to mean something, but you have to make them mean something. Do not ruin them. Soak in the moment. Thank God for it.
Exactly.
Be thankful. If you're going to be at Mercedes-Benz Superdome on April 6th in person, you thank those people. You thank the WWE for this experience. You thank yourself for the experience because you made it happen. You thank them for giving you the opportunity to be a part of something special. And most importantly, thank them for giving you the opportunity to be excited for WrestleMania 30.
Exactly. Go ahead.
And that is the bottom line, because I said so.
I do thank you for calling in, and don't forget to check out the Smarts List this Thursday, 10 p.m. Central Time, 11 p.m. Eastern Time, on the WFSO. It'll be a one-hour show.
And I also want to take this opportunity to make a shout-out to Clinton Yuba. You accepted my challenge, boy? Smart kid. Don't worry, we're not going to take it easy on you. We're not going to be so hard on you. We'll take it easy on you. We'll see how you approach us first before we decide how we're going to approach you. How about that, all right? We'll see you this Thursday. I'll talk to you this Thursday. With that being said, I'm going to let our trip finish out this show.
Thanks. Don't forget to check out our website, WrestlingFansSpeakOut.weebly.com. Also, subscribe to videos on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, all that good stuff. So, and until then, until this lady stops shouting in my ear, you guys have a good week.
Shut up, bitch.
Peace out.
Peace out.